give us platform from this ministry. And the word of the Lord be exalted upon the nations of the earth. Raise our voices to every four corner of Nigeria, to the Transition State, and to Africa as a continent and beyond. Raise men who can partner with us in the place of intercession, who can partner with us to push the work that you have committed unto our hands as a steward that we are. Oh God, let everyone that hear this sound from the nations of the earth cry out your name. Let your light shine upon their head and let no darkness prevail over their lives. Oh God of the David Friday, oh God of David Friday, that your mercy will expand as in the days of David. The strong message of the God of David will translate itself into our generation in its fullness, deeper than those days and time of the old. And every man will tap into the eternal resources of your presence. Speak up, oh well. Speak up, oh well. As the stars of heaven, there arise a numberless generation, an army beyond numbers. An army as the stars of heaven. That seeds of David, that seeds of Abraham, that will possess the gates of the enemies, may they never be held captive. May the deliverer not apply for deliverance anymore. May they possess the gates of thy enemies, not bow to thy enemies anymore. No one die of addiction anymore. May weakness be translated into strength. The days of guilt is over. Let everyone appear upon that mountain of the Lord, holy and acceptable to the God of heaven. Make everyone clean, as white as snow. Let our heart be prepared for the things that are about to come. Let the rain of your power be poured upon us. The days of the seasons of revival, may our names be truth among men. In the days of appearance in the congregation of the Most High, may we be truth among men. Let no man hunger bypass us. Let no man hunger pass our own. Let no man panting for you, Jesus, embarrass my panting. That is the prayer of someone here. Lift up your voice and pray that prayer. I said, God, let no hunger scare my hunger for you. Let no man prayer life scare my prayer life for you. Let no man love for you scare my love. Lord, expand me. I want to be larger than African continent in the spirit. I want to be a vast land in the spirit. Stretch my spiritual life. Expand my borders, Jesus. That when I speak as a God on earth. You say, ye are God's children of the Most High. The DNA of the Father is in us. Oh,
Days that are upon us, you're not in lukewarm anymore. You know how few we are in what we are doing. How few is our numbering in the face of Africa. You will stand for Christ. You will start giving birth in the spirit. You will be a soul winner. Days are upon us, and the days of witnesses. You know the body of the Father in this season. You will drop your old wineskin and press for a new wine. A new wineskin. The days of rain are upon us. If you know the days of selection, you will know the hour. If you know the hour, you know what John the Beloved knew when he said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. On the Lord's day. On the Lord's day. On the Lord's day. In the Lord's day. That day that the King of Kings appeared, I was in the spirit. I was not absent in the spirit. I was in the spirit that day.
As the deep hands for the waters fall.
God,
you alone, my heart desire alone to worship you. You alone, I'm all through.
Oh God,
you alone,
Lord. It's a song we sing while we're in school in 111 days. The song is like this: make me a warrior for this end time generation. Be war front, fighting battles of revival. Make me a warrior for you. Make me a warrior for you. Make me a warrior for this end time generation. To be war front,
fighting battles of revival. Make me a warrior for you. 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 Make me a warrior for this end time generation. To be warfront, fighting battles of revival. Make me a warrior for you. Make me a warrior for you.
Come the day God needs so well. God didn't give you an instruction, He gave you a season. And He said, when you miss your season, you miss your life. You miss your appearance. You miss your rank in the spirit. You see, you don't sow the days that it is not needed. If you sow cassava in the days that is not needed anymore, it's waste. Have you ever seen a man sowing dry season? So when He gives you a season, because He gives you a season to sow. And when you don't sow, you don't have a harvest. Then in the days of harvest, you are barren. That is what causes barrenness. So you discover that in the days where destinies of many people, ladies and men, matters, yours is barren. You have nothing to give account. So you are in your 80s, but nothing to give for God. You are a man, you are in your 90s, but nothing to give for God. It was on Frank Edward's day. Mr. Frank Edward. On his birthday, I now saw 32. You know, I thought this guy was maybe early, late 30s to 40s already. And I was thinking, I was bitter in my spirit. If this guy at the age of 32 could reach this level of impact, what am I doing? What excuse do I have for the glory of God? That guy has been so much used by God to affect the worship life of our country and even Africa and the world at large. And he has been appearing on the surface of that impact for more than nearly 10 years now. That means at age 22, that guy is a mobile fire. He's already spitting fire upon the nations of the earth. And you are there, and your life is okay. And you are local, and you are normal. A guy at the age of 32 is like a general upon the face of Africa. Why some people in their 90s that have not even achieved 1% of what that guy is doing? You see, you must value your life, that you must make a change. That you must intentionally repent of your ways. You must repent of yourself. Repent of yourself.
Where else can I go? Who else do I know? Yahweh.
Let me explain something to you. We've been talking about last Friday about men who spend their life with God. And one of the things that brought us into prayer last Friday was, Father Lord, spend me. I won't choose what you spend me for. But Father Lord, in your mercy, spend my life. I'm not going to be choosing what you should use me for. If a man owns some level of money, cash, or he has money, and he goes to buy a cloth in boutique, only him chooses what kind of cloth he wants to wear. And if you tell God to spend you, you don't choose what he spends you on. Because you are like money in his hand. He decides how he spends you for your generation. So if you are saying, God, spend my life, I'm available, spend me, do business with my life. What you're trying to say is, God, buy those things you want with my life. Buy those things you need with my life. Not those things that I want anymore. That means if you want to spend my life. If you are looking for someone that will do a job for you, Father, spend my life. In any sector or sphere of influence, you want to spend my life, Lord, spend it. And when you spend money, the money doesn't talk. So I'm not talking in any way. I'm not deciding anyway. I'm not looking for another new strategy. I'm not telling you the shortcut or the best way to spend me. Just spend me. And if you decide that you go to the wedding ceremony and spray me like I don't have value, and dash me, Lord, dash my life. Spend my life. Most of us are meant to be money in the hands of the God of revival. But we choose on the way we live our life. We choose on the way that God will spend our life. Lord, if you use my leg to win so in this city, to the point that my slippers will eat, Father Lord, spend it that way. If you use my life, I'm telling you the truth, anything you do with my life, spend me that way. If it's my finances you want, and every part of my finances, I will give more than I eat, Lord, spend my life. I'm not complaining if I'm getting lean. I'm not complaining if I'm not buying new clothes. Lord, spend me that way. Any way you want to spend me, spend me. Every time you see a barren nation, a barren generation, it's because there are men that their money cannot be spent. What they know is savings. They cannot invest in the kingdom of God. We used to sing this song, "Must I go an empty handed?" Most of you know that hymn. I heard that it was sung by a man who was dying. And he was giving his life to God. And his cry was, it's not that he's going to heaven. He knows he's already going to heaven. And he knows he's dying. But his cry is, "Must I go an empty handed? Must I meet my master, my savior, with no souls?" In the days where Paul bragged in heaven, in the days where Abraham appeared, in the days where Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego appear, what will be my record? Was I the richest in heaven? Let me tell you the truth now. Who you are on earth could be the kind of person you might be even there. The only difference is glory will be added to you. And that glory is, that's why you live in his dwelling place. You live as he is. Check the life of Abraham. Bible was talking, taking the case study of Abraham and Lazarus. Lazarus was a man who was poor yet, and he feeds from the hardest place. And the only thing he was known was he was available and enough to make heaven. He was righteous to make heaven. But in his days, there was no account of any expand of his impact.
But enough Abraham, a man who left his father's house and started a journey that today me and you are walking. He pioneered the move that me and you are expanding upon the face of the earth. And the days when the rich man was in hell, we saw Abraham in his paradise. At least even God honors men after him. Then we didn't hear that Lazarus has paradise. You know that what I'm trying to insinuate or what I'm trying to explain is, don't think that in heaven will be equal. Don't make a mockery of yourself. Bible was talking about the angelic ranking, and there was this one called the archangels. Then there's one called the cherubim, the seraphims. Then if you see some teachers who, in a bit to explain the angelic nature, they call some ordinary angels. May you not be ordinary saints in heaven, where they are chief archmen. I want to write as a chief man in heaven. In the place of appearance, I want to write with rankings. I want to grow large in the spirit, larger than African continent. If I say look on man, nothing wants me like seeing a man who has a lot to do for God, but is barren. Nothing wants me like seeing a woman who can give birth but is useless. What pleases my life is a man who is sold out for Christ. Can I be real to you? It is your choice to choose on who you follow. Joshua said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We will serve, not we will sit. We will serve. That guy understood service. His language is the language of service. He knew what brought him to the throne. What brought him to the throne was not qualification. Barakah son of Moses. What brought him to the throne is on account of his service. That means service truly can give men through. That means in the days of revival, service can make a man from a servant to a leader. And when he knew this, he said, see, it is in my nature. I know what I do. I know in heaven, I know why I'm noted. I know why I'm recognized. In heaven, I know why God chose me. And the reason is because of my service. And he said, if you are doubting this, on this occasion, even at now, I'm not trying to betray God. Even at this point, as for me and my house, we will not just be children of God, we will be servants. We will serve God. That means, anywhere you see me and my bloodline, you will see us on service. That is what he was saying. Serve the Lord. Our priority will not just be going to heaven. Our priority to me is that we will serve God. In any way he wants to spend our life, we will not decide for him. Say, behold my servant, Isaiah 42, verse 1, whom I have uphold, my elect, in whom my soul delight. If you want God to uphold you, it's in service. You want to see a man who is betrayed in the darkness? You want to see a man who God has forgotten in the low part of life? It's a man who doesn't understand the service of the Lord. Bible says, I shall not die, but live and declare the works, in other words, the service of the Lord. You must value your life, that you don't live your life the way you want. You live your life the way he wants. You will live your life the way you want. You reign, Elohim. You reign, Elohim. Quickly, the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. Hebrews 11, starting from verse 10. I want to have someone who is a standby reader, like somebody reading for me. King James Version. This is Abraham. Abraham looked for a city. That is one of the reasons why he left his father's house. Because he knew that there was a city that was beyond the one he was. That means if you know that there is something about the one you are now, you will look for it. Okay. So he looked for a city. He hoped for a city. He desired a city. His passion has outgrown his present dwelling place, which is his house. He desired a city. I desired a multitude. I desired that this year, the remaining month of this year, that many will give their life unto God. I desire that for my life, barrenness will not be exalted. He looked for a city. What are you looking for? And this looking is not because he looks for his desire. He looks for the desire of God. Are you getting me now? Because the city he looks for is not his city per se. It's not flat. It's not duplex. What he looks for is a city. And that city is not that kind of city, the earthly city. He looks for a city that is different. We see it. Continue.
Which has foundation, the foundation of this city, whose builder and maker is God.
The builder and the maker is God. So he was not looking for a city for his luxury or for his pleasure. He's looking for a city that is not the owner. The builder and the maker, the custodian, the owner of that city is God. So he was not looking for what he can appease himself. He was not looking for what he can become another apostle or another ministry pastor or another evangelist or another firebrand guy or another preacher. He was not looking for it. You see, if you look for that city that it is above the pleasure of men, what will be the difference between you and men is you have a life they will not have. That life you will call the divine life. Do you know why many people pray about the city? Suffer weakness. Do you know how many people pray, but they still pass through the oppression of darkness, and it's like it's not living. No matter they pray, they fast, they still stoop them in the dream, they still feed them in the dream. Why many people pray, and it seems like no matter what they do, their life doesn't give birth. You know why? Their desire is their flesh. How you will know that if you see a thing that the Lord does not prosper, is because the desire of that thing is not the city of the Lord, it's their city. He only prospers his city. That's why the Bible says, except the Lord build a house, the builder builds in vain. What the Bible says is, if the architectural design of that house is not from the mind of the Holy Spirit and his will, if you design it on account of your mindset, your will, and what you call your luxury, it is in vain. In this kingdom, you don't use your pleasure to satisfy God. He satisfies himself by what he pleases himself. So you hear somebody, I prayed and God did not even anoint me like so person. The difference is not the prayer. The difference is who looks for, what the person looks for. That one looks for a city that he knows that the foundation is not him. In other words, this city I'm looking for is not for my gain. It's not for what my luxury. It's not for a name. Are you getting me now? Not so that they can see another day, find themselves and say, oh, but that guy loves God. It is not for the pride of life. It's because there's an urgency in the heart of the Father. So I come as a servant. Joshua, when he was following Moses, he didn't have a quest for ministry. He didn't have a day that one day he also will be a Jew. He didn't have a quest that one day he also will be a leader. He doesn't have it in his mind. What he has a quest is that that thing that God of heaven saw upon Moses that he brought them from Egypt, that it will not be waste for 40 years. I'm when God came in the days of appearance, he came in the book of Joshua chapter 1. Let's read Joshua chapter 1. We'll come back here. Joshua chapter 1. From verse 1.
Now, after the death of Moses,
now, here come the end of a reign. Here come the end or the exit of a man.
The servant of the Lord.
The servant. Do you hear? That is, Moses was a man that is involved in service. And when Joshua came, he led that act of service. That it became his lifestyle. It's not the truth now. Eh? The first sign that you know your follower, eh, is a man, eh, 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 that has your culture in himself. Let me tell you now. If what pains me, eh, 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 you see another man comes and stand here, eh, and you do it, it didn't pain me. That person doesn't have the culture of what I do. That's why Jesus knew this. They, my sheep, hears me, and the what? They know that they will be my voice. They know when they hear me, they know. They know what I want. So Joshua knew that part of what Moses is to God was a servant. Because Moses was in a palace in Egypt as a big guy, but he left there and chose a life of hardship, a life of slavery, a life, eh, of a man on exile because of the will of the Father. So he knew that the kind of thing that Moses took was looking like Abraham for a foundation of the city and the builder. Sorry, the builder and the maker is God. So he learned that act. And that has turned him naturally into a servant also. He turned him into a servant. And the day that the God of heaven came after the reign of Moses, God was looking for a man that can carry that such capacity. I taught us about the power of soul. And I tell us the kind of way that true impartation works and exists. Something beyond your hand. That true inheritance goes when your nature, eh, is having enough capacity to handle, eh, what God wants to do, that He has begun, that is not even for me. And the truth is, nothing God will do that is beginning for me. Because from Genesis chapter 1, yeah, it has summed the total life that nothing begins for me. Say, in the beginning, God created what? The heavens are what? That means nothing begins for me. I was somewhere and a young boy met me. Say, a young guy said, at the whole of this town, that he doesn't see a church to serve. That because what God is doing in his life is totally different from anything available around here. And I laughed. And even him that was talking to me, boss laughed. That is the limit of the ignorance. That kind of man can never carry the heritage of God. In his days, he can never be known. He can only excel on account of flesh. The borders of this country is too weighty to exalt that kind of man's name in the affairs of heaven. Heaven is too big to announce it. Because when God made Moses, I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So, there's a culture you carry over time that gives you access and to drop yourself. Do you know the easiest way to drop your flesh? Beyond prayer, beyond fasting, beyond study, beyond... And is to look for the basis of God that are more sacrificial than you and emulate their life. Yes. That way you drop yourself. So here comes this is where God made Joshua. Because Joshua was carrying a content that is beyond others. He has something in him that has a way of carrying the same value that was upon Moses, and it is called service. It was an extension of service of Moses to him. That behavior was crystallizing him to a point that it became part of him. So when God came, he said, as I was with my servant, as I was with Moses, that guy that served me. One of the closest man to a man is his servant. Yes. There are people closer to president than his children. It's his servants. You are not as close to your father now because you are here. But if your father has agencies in police, or if your father has servants, drivers who drives him, can you be as close to your father than like those men? You know the reason why your mother is close to your father? Because all his deeds she has, she cooks for him. Sometimes she washes his clothes. She takes care of the needs of the house. She's like a servant, literally. So that gives her a level of closeness that nobody in the house has. So why intimacy grew between Moses and God is true service. So say, as I was with Moses. In the same value, in the same content, in the same weight, in the same covenant, in the same presence, in the same authority, in the same mission, in the same vision, the same way I admire my servant Moses, the same way I honor his service. Continue.
And it came to pass, the Lord spake unto Joshua the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses my servant is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all these people. Do you hear what he said?
Moses' minister. Another word for minister is servant. So a minister, means to accept his responsibility, not just a position. Are you getting me now? Moses, what? Minister. He said, arise. Now that Moses is dead, arise. What happened? Arise. Continue.
Go over this Jordan.
Go over this Jordan.
Thou and all the people.
Thou and all the people.
Unto the land which I do give to them.
Please stop there first. Unto the land which I did give to them. Why will the guy become Moses' minister? That means God was busy raising Moses, building Moses for a generation. And Joshua could capture what God was doing in the life of Moses. So enough through service that he knew what God was doing exactly in the life of Moses. So when God came to Joshua, God didn't truly spend time in working on Joshua's life, per se. I didn't say God didn't work, but God didn't spend time in raising him afresh. Because he knew that most of the things that he taught Moses, through Joshua serving Moses, Joshua learned it. That is what Paul knew when he said, imitate me as I imitate Christ. What he was trying to say is, he's not trying to say, I'm a boss over your generation. No. What he's trying to say is, there is something God is doing in my life. And if you learn it, you have learned the kingdom. That is the same thing that when they saw Jesus, they say, this and that. He look at it, he said, what I see my father doing here is what I do. He said, if you have seen me, you have seen the father. What he's trying to say is, if you can capture what the father has done in me, you have captured what the father can do in you also. He won't do a different thing. Is somebody understanding now? That means if you can learn my ways, you have learned the ways of God. Yes. Simple. That is what Paul knew when he said, was talking about Timothy, who he has begotten. He knew it. He knew that what he was trying to say is not, he's not giving birth, but because man cannot give birth to man. God is no woman. What he was talking about is, there is something in the spirit that has happened to Timothy, and that thing started from him. That thing happened to him to a point that thing produced Timothy out of it. That experience. So Timothy has exact experience. He has that kind of experience that Paul has. That if you meet Timothy, he can expand the government of God to your life the same way that if you meet Paul, it will happen to you. So there are some places and some churches that Paul could not go, he was sending Timothy. Because he knew, and after he sent Timothy, he will make a boast of Timothy. Because he knew that which Timothy could do is what he can do. Timothy has learned the ways of God through his life. That if God should look for another man, God would find much than going to Timothy. And when God meet Timothy, God will meet Timothy as though he was talking to Paul. So God will continue from where he stopped with Paul, not truly starting again afresh. You will bear me witness that if you are in 400 level and they told you to go and start from 100 level, you might even give up with education. You will bear me witness that when you are in school, one of the things that so much destabilizes you is carryover. If you have ever done carryover, because you are like starting afresh what you have did before. So even God, and it is disheartening to God to start afresh. God doesn't like the business of starting afresh. He wants continuity. That's why he said the latter shall be more than the former. He's not saying I'm going to start former from the latter. I'm going to expand the latter to a point that it will be more than the former. So I'm not going to begin, I'm going to continue. Even when Jesus came as the last Adam, he became the life-giving spirit. He didn't need to become the living soul anymore, because the first Adam has become the living soul. So the Bible said the first Adam is the living soul. Why the last Adam, Jesus, is the life-giving spirit? That is from the soul that we translate into the spiritual realm, and then to do deeper matters. That means we're expanding the product of Christ's government. That is why the New Testament is not the first testament, but is the continuation of the testament. So the first thing you will do, the first deception from the pit of darkness, is to create a mindset in you that tells you what God wants to do in my life. Are you getting me now? What happened is you pride corrupted what God wants to do in your life. So now you hear the voice of pride and the voice of instruction. Because when God meets Moses, he doesn't talk about Moses, he talks about Abraham, Isaac and Jacob. And when he made John the Baptist, he said, I'm the one that is. You see now? Why he said I'm the one that is? Because he made John the Baptist at his presence. Are you getting me now? So let me teach you the things of the presence, because that is the only way you can understand me. Are you getting me now? So God can meet you as you are sick now. Are you getting me now? And through that way, you give your life to God, because at present you are sick. So he comes as the healer. And once he heals you, you believe him, then you give your life to the two of us. At present, God can meet you because you are suffering of academic challenge and he boosts your academic life. Then through that means you know he is the Ebenezer, your helper. Are you getting me now? He helps you in your academics at present. God can meet you at the lukewarm stage, you are not fire. Then he gives you a fire at your present. Then you declare your present life start changing. Then you see people look at you and they say, present life start changing. So he made John the Baptist say, I'm the one that is. That means I'm talking to you at present, at current state that you are. But before we go to the future, I want to teach you something about the past. So I'm the one that is and was. He didn't say I'm the one that is and is to come. He said I'm the one that is and was. I'm the one that was, then what? Is to come. That is what he told him. That means I meet you in your presence, but beyond your presence, there's something weightier. Something that describes your present that you don't know. Something that made me available to your comfort. Something that made me became your healer. There is something I did before. Something that exists on the cross. Something you need to know that sponsored me working for you. I didn't just work for you because of just the need that you need me. It's because there is something that began before your coming. So you see God starting the pathways of the past. Then he tells you like Moses, I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Moses, I meet you at the burning bush at present. But we need to talk about Abraham. We need to talk about Isaac. We need to talk about Jacob. Those men are in my memory as God. There are so much deep business with me that they are crystallized in my memory. They're even in heaven, they have honor. Then after he talked about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he now said, I've heard the what? The cry of what? Of who? My children, where? In Egypt. Eh? And I want to bring them out of slavery, out of the land of bondage. Now he's speaking of the things to come. And the reason why he wants to bring them is not because they are found in Egypt as slaves. It's because, let me tell the truth now, in the olden days, not only one tribe is found in Egypt, not only one kind of people is found in Egypt. There are other people that are found in Egypt than Israelites. You know that the way people leave this country to maybe abroad for a greener pasture, you understand now? There are many people that choose to be slaves in Egypt because Egypt is more better than their country. There are many people that came during the days of Joseph to buy food in Egypt that collide their way and refuse going back. They choose slavery than hunger. But I'm coming for the children of Israel. That is why observe it, that even the days that God saved the children of Israel out of Egypt, not only them left, other people joined them. Yes, study very well, you know, not only them. But the reason why there was a freedom and a deliverance is because of them. And that reason is because Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob was that route that they came out from. So if the devil wants to do you wickedness, the first thing he does is he destroy your past. He destroy where you came from. So in the kingdom, you don't have a root. You're a vagabond. You're like the generation of Ishmael. Like the generation of Cain. Every city you build will not be counted in heaven. It will be in vain. Because the maker is not God. And the builder is not God. You want to see a cause generation? It's a generation that cannot be linked with what God has done with patriarchs, with fathers. If you see a son anywhere who tells you he's great, and doesn't honor people above you, that man is a cursed man. Don't follow him. That is the generation of Cain. Any city viewed to be a city of vagabonds. In that city, there won't be capacity enough to capture the Holy Ghost. He can't stay there. Don't mistake the activity of spirit for the activity of the Holy Spirit. That is why it's not called spirit, it's called the Holy Spirit. That means he is a different spirit in the spirit kingdom.
Himarama to the King who sits on the throne. Himarama. Himarama to the King who sits on the throne. Himarama to the King who sits on the throne.
Our God is ancient. What makes him ageless is not because of just the future. It is how when you turn to the past, you can't see his end. And when you turn to the future, you can't see his end. He has not end from the beginning. He has not end in the end. You know why? Because all these parts are needful in himself. I didn't generate prayer power in a day. Are you with me now? The way this I received the gift of tongue, what I was doing, scabber, that was the first kind of tongue I spoke in Goshen, in the Egypt, Goshen. When that day, ordered that we should be prayed for and that we should come to the front. I was part of the people who came to the front. But today, I speak in different kind of tongues. What I speak? Sometimes I speak at the language of God itself. And it didn't start now. That means, if I don't teach you how it came to this point, you will not know how it came to this point. Then if I don't teach you what I speak now, you think what I speak now is blah, 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 blah. I don't speak what I speak. What I speak are laws. Let me teach you something. You speak English, two of us. But when a lawyer in court, when a judge in court decree that let this one go for 21 years imprisonment, what he speaks is a law, two of us. Is it just English? So you can be like, what you are doing, you are just speaking the dialect of heaven. Then there's a point to come, what you speak will be lost. It is on account of what you speak that the day will begin. It is on account of what you speak that the day activity will look like. You see me standing here and I say, can we thank God for the multitude? You don't understand what I'm doing is I'm laying laws in the spirit. I'm letting know that the spirit at which is at work here and what God wants to do here will work, will have a ladder to work in that pattern. You came and met me in my room. What was I doing? I was reading Bible. You saw my Bible. Ogami, I'm a consultant in the spirit. Nations are in my belly. They need to consult God for my life. They need to learn the ways of God for my life. I see myself as a road for multitude. So I don't treat my life with comfortability too much. I treat my life with understanding that nations wait for me. Bible says on the last day, said the mountain of the Lord shall be exalted above all the mountains. And he said they shall come and say, let us seek. Let us go to the house of the Lord that we may inquire. I want to be a consultant in the spirit. That is why I study. I study not the way you study. I study as the spirit helps. The spirit helps me to study. So what I study is light in itself. I'm not studying to be intelligent though. I study light. There is no day in my life that the Holy Spirit doesn't come with scriptures and to teach me specific things. That is what Adam knew when the God of heaven comes at the cool of the day. Sometimes I can lie there and say, it's time. It's around 4 o'clock. Then I'm like, oh, but let me just lie there. You just say, it's time, stand up. Say, I want to do business with you. Do this. Decree this and decree this. At that time, you see, a specific language will be given to you to make laws. Then you are writing constitution. Do you know why? Do you know what gives a thief access to go to prison? Because there is a law. If there's no law, I mean, if I steal your property, you cannot take me to court. There's no law. That is, demons prevail and they move around ministries, around people's life, around destinies, around churches, around, and they cause disobedience when there's no law. I want to grow life to a point where if you don't love God, if you see me, you'll be scared, you'll fear. I'm telling you, I want to grow to a point that if you are not so willing, if you see me, fear will catch you. You will know. I want to come to a point where if a demon is in you and he sees me, it will tremble. Say, Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. Who are you? What identity do you bear? I don't want to become an identityless. Let me use that word in English, Christian. I want to become a Christian with identity. We know of a woman, Kitchen Kuman, that even things that are not living, plates, when she passed, plates, are magnetized with the presence she carries. I know of a man called Yabonki who came to Africa. He came to a place that no man rules for God. He came to a place where the burden upon the Father upon Africa, no man stood that point. The washing of the blood of Jesus over Africa, no man was. They were complainers. They were men who took excuses for the glory of God. He came and took the mantle, and a white man moved upon the face of Africa as though he's a black man. Then, when this season was listening, when he appeared, everything bowed. He made a law upon Africa that no man remember that it was a white man. Everything they remember was Jesus upon the planet Africa. Men who wrote laws before they passed through Africa. That no prince, any town, any city comes, no sorcerer, no herbalist, no prince, no darkness could stand. They were literally absent in his appearance. He was a man that laws came out of his tongue. Because he looked for the city that the foundation is not what? He didn't come to become a big man of God. He came because God called him for souls. What kills Christianity? Let me tell you now. You will never grow into the kind of spirituality that God wants for your life if you are too passionate about what your life will become. One of the way you know you are trapped is when you see that your luxury of what you do is because you have a quest of what your life will become. In this kingdom, you don't have a life. He only had a life. And until you demand it, he will give you his life. That's what Paul knew when he said, for me to live is what? It's Christ. It is not me anymore. So I'm not living as Paul. You are saying Paul, but what is living in me is Christ. And what he chooses is what I do now. How will they put on the blood of inside oil and you will not die? Because that guy has been immortalized. The life he lives is not the life of men. And he was at the island of Patmos. They look at him as a madman. This guy is insane. We put him in oil, he will not die. This man is inhuman. Let's beat him out of human race. He's not qualified to stay among humans. There's something we know about him. This guy is not human. Maybe he can be part of the fallen angels who crystallized herself and took flesh upon herself. So let's put him on another aspect. Let's throw him into a desert. Let's put him at the island of Patmos, where wild animals are there, where nothing he can see that is human race. Let's see if hunger will not kill. Let's see how he can survive there. The Bible didn't tell us that there was a restaurant close. Ask the princes of Aniba that even in where I stay, it's like the island of Patmos. I can survive anywhere. Let me tell the truth now. Some of things that happened to me, don't know. It is only you that think it's a normal thing. My life is an organogram. It is an orchestration. There were days that I was thinking and putting an island of Patmos. And to you think it's not a life. It's because it's the life of madmen. Because even they know that they cannot kill me anymore. That's what Paul knew, saying, I bear me the marks of Christ. And it is from that point you look at the heavens. Where other people are seeing economic crisis, you say, and you'll be like Ezekiel, say, and the heavens will, in the days of Ezekiel, you cry out that the heavens will open. It's at the river Kabah, where the heavens will open. And you start seeing things that no man can see. You know things that no man knows. You hear the whispering that no man hears. That time will come when you are comfortable to not be men, to be spirit. I'm more comfortable in my room alone than with anybody upon the face of the earth. Why look lonely? Ogami, if you want to do business, you do business. If you want to work this kind of lukewarm Christianity, you work forever and you don't have a name. The cost upon you will be that you don't have a name in the kingdom. You only have a generation you are inside. You will not own your generation. When God said the God of Abraham, what he's talking about is the generation of Abraham. A whole generation is captured into one man. I want to grow large than African continent in the spirit. And when I speak upon African continent, then there will be more. God told me, say, upon the face of Africa, you'll be one of the patriarchs, the father of Africa. See, as continent of Africa is, you say, in time will come, you'll be a major father. And the only way to be that kind of, that people I've seen in my visions of the Lord, I was in the midst of that. Yeah, they were as a man, and they asked me what I want to be. I still told them even in the spirit and the flesh. I so much believe that me, I'm meant to rise and be a pathfinder for many. And the only way that can happen is that I grow large beyond my continent. And if it takes me to be in prison, like Paul, this is what Paul always said, I'm a prisoner for Christ. If it takes me to be in prison, those things who are chasing your dreams. Me, I don't have a dream. My only dream is dream. Check the whole book of Revelation. John the Beloved didn't have a dream. The only thing he was seeing was the visions of the Lord. If you dream your dream, you will not dream his dream. And the weapon is because that day came where all he has was the goal of the Lord. Young lady, you want to be like Deborah, you want to be like Anna. Check all of them. What they took was not their self. Anna came, she told him, if you need this song, in this land where everybody is there and nobody wants to rise for you, if you need a revival, if you need someone who will rise, my one is available. From that day, God broke in his throat and said, yeah, who is this young lady? Now you are talking. Your path of barrenness is for flesh purpose. You want to prove to your colleague, your rival, that you have a child. No, it's not reasonable enough. You want to prove to your generation that you also are a man of fire. You want to prove that yes, so could you also welcome your life? No. And God said, no, I cannot teach this one is my ways. You won't value it. My ways is the ways of death into life. The way to life is death. Except if he falls and dies, he can't bear fruit. The way to death, to life, is death. That means if you want your life to take form, the way is to be formless first. You can't take a form and expect God to form you. So you have to be formless so he can know what he wants to form out of your life. That is when you start forming. Yesterday, I was walking and the Holy Spirit took me to somewhere. He took me, I went to charge my phone. He took me, he said, start walking to Gume Road. I was going to the bush. Yesterday I told you, saw you now on the bike from Atiku. I was charging on it, you know, here. Then I was in one side of the bush there, sitting down alone. He took me, I was going as far as possible. Then I went and stayed somewhere. Then he began teaching me the ways, began teaching me things he would do in Africa. And he was teaching me to the earth of Africa, the dust of the land. Can God write on the ground? That is what he knew when they said, the time they said, what should we do to this adulterous woman? Look at them and say, look at this dust I created. Before I answer you, let me go back to where I created you and see if you have a wisdom that is above mine. Let me see how you were created. And let me see where you formed this behavior of yours to question me. Because I'm the one that forms everything. And everything outside my formation is formless. That is what he knew when he said, except the Lord builds a city, the builder is in vain. So he left them and started writing on the ground. What he was writing was, he was writing the script of all men that came from the dust. And when he stood up and looked at them, he saw how dusty they were. And he said, if you know that you don't have sin, be the first to cast. So what he was trying to say is, in my creation of dust, the only way dust can live righteous is by relying on me. So all of you, because you didn't rely on me, you don't have the capacity to live holy. They look at the woman and say, I, the owner of holiness, that no man in flesh or dust can live like me, except I help you. I help you from today, go sin no more. From that day, we didn't hear that woman sin again, the time in her days ended. That means if God look from the dust, he can look at you and say, no, that addiction, I will help you from today. Fornication, I will help your life. No man in dust can live like God. God is weightier than dust. He has more value than God, than dust. So the very image of God is the very life of God and the very breath of God into man. And the exact step of God is when the life-giving spirit of Jesus is in you. And some of us will have Jesus in us, but we don't live like him, we don't look like him, and our ways are not like him. You know why? Because Nigeria have mineral resources, but they are not tapping into it. So you can say, I'm a born again Christian, but how come I still fornicate? I still do that. You have, how come I still watch blue films? How come I still masturbate? You have the Holy Ghost, you have just you. But the thing is, you didn't learn to tap into resources, so you are like a Jakarta seal that is not tapped by Nigeria. Why the whole of Kogi is living in poverty? So you are poor, not because you don't have content, because you don't know the pathways of defining. That is what Jude chapter 1 verse 20 is. Read that, please. I pray it not I that press. I pray not I that press. There is a praying culture in my nature. That prays, yet not I that prays. I chant, yet not I that chant. I chant, yet not I that chant. There is a chanting spirit in my body. Oh, oh. I chant, yet not I that chant. I build, yet not I that build. Who is the builder of all things? There is a building spirit in my nature, that builds my life. Yet not I that build. I was a clubboy. What I know was walking. What I know was drinking. My life, all my life days, I live as a hooligan. Until the Spirit of the Lord came and started building my life. Until I tell you my past, I don't look like it. That is when I know that every man can live his past to his present. If the hand of the Lord build, you see, when the Lord said, except the Lord build the city, the builder is in vain. I knew it. I knew that if it's not God, nothing can change me from addiction. I live my old days from morning I can smoke till evening. See, my heart is as the heart of a lion. Nothing scares me on it. If you put a gun on my head, you are wasting your time. Life and death is simple to me. It's like making a step from life into death or death into life. But when the builder comes, when he comes, he changed David Friday over time. A day came once in time when God tested me. Because he tested what he built. He tested me. I was somewhere and the lady sounded me slap. Bah! And I look at everyone, I look at the lady. And I discovered I didn't have the abilities I have again. Me that everybody fears me on the street. But when the girl slapped me, I look heaven and look earth. I discovered that my body has been immortalized. It has been built and restructured in a way that it cannot respond. You see, if I'm not built, you don't believe what I'm saying. There's a way God will build you as a lady. Eh? No man will come to you closer to you and can rape you. No man will come and can sleep with you. There's a way God will build your life. They can come and rob in the lodge, they won't see your room. Once that they robbed in the whole of the church, I was there, my lane. They robbed from the first room to the last room of my lane. But when they came to my room, they jumped it. The Lord has built that room. And do you know the worst thing? Do you know what I used to close my room? Spoon. But the rooms I have as well, they break all of them. And I asked one guy, I said, why they don't rob my room? He said, I say, you now, pastor. I said, everybody knows, say you. And look, I said, no, this is the Lord that has made a signature. That is what upon you. The scars Paul was talking about is the build-up of God. I've not heard the story of one of the gods that they remove his head. And he picked his head from the ground and he was still walking. You have not heard stories? Go and read about gods. You will know. That man has a life that is beyond normal. See. See, if the Lord did not build you, you will suffer masturbation till you die. There's a beauty you will build into you. Eh? You don't have the ability of watching pornography. It cannot come. I know what I'm telling you. These are things I know myself. There's something you build in you, but you see a lady, you just as a sister, you will not think rubbish. He has forged your mind. I want to ask you, what makes God God that he doesn't see? Because he has his kind of own way. That is why he is saying it, that except the Lord build a city, the city is himself. Except he builds you like himself, you cannot be like himself. He looked at Peter, he said, you are zealous for me, but before the cockcrow, you deny me 3 times. Peter said, no, he said, look at this guy. The matters I'm talking about are beyond zeal. Except I build you to be that kind of person I am, you can't die for me. God saw Africa, he built the Abonki. That man he displayed to principalities and powers the nature of God. He displayed to a point that African idols, African, do you know Africa is the most demonic place? The demons in Africa saw him as Jesus. Anywhere he comes, they don't know any other thing, they only see Jesus on the stage. Nowhere has he ever gone to and a demon prevail or a spirit make a mockery of what he carries. Because he's already built a shield. When he comes into a place, he looks like heaven. Tonight, before we close, where do you stop? Where he wants to build you? The greatest distraction we have, some of us, is we want to look like what we are not. When he wants you to look like what he wants. So he wants to build you out of loss, but you want to build yourself in Rhema. So you spend time generating your Rhema life and you are dying of masturbation. It's because you don't understand how he wants to build you. He wants to build you out of poverty. And he's telling you, among other people, they can do anyhow they want to do their finance, but you must do things that are dear. Number one, you must be a genuine tither. You must tithe, then I will open the windows of heaven. If not, the windows will be closed. Anything you do will not prosper. And you are telling God, no, I know how to make things work. And look at you and laugh. So look at this one. You're like the rich man who never came back to Jesus and died of poverty. And his name was unknown. You are working on the way, he's telling you, pack everything you have, go and still see. He said, no, God, this is my last. I said, that is how I want to build. God told me yesterday, he said, two sufferings, I'll make you great. He said, you will suffer, but you'll be one of the great and finest men on it. I said, I don't know what is finest men. Once they came and met me, he said, you'll be so beautiful in the spirit. He said, when I've done the quality of your life, you look, any man that sees you, say, that man is beautiful in the spirit. And the way he chooses is that through suffering. So I discovered that in my suffering, I knew things that even the rich don't know. I knew things in God that even the learned, even the proud don't know. Young man, he chooses how he builds. He looked at the whole world and said that the best way he can build me is he kiss me and he bad build me. Me and Julius went for a program. And I said, we're passing to Jos, and we stopped in Abuja. And I said, let me call one of my sons. When I called, I said, Alpha, son, come. So he was thinking he was waiting for maybe one young boy. He now saw Kata. He said, Papa, may your son be this? I said, nah. The man that came, I said, what else? What else? He now collected my bag. So when I followed him, Julius was in the bag. But Jos, he said, Papa, is it him? He said, look at his pretty for the bow. I said, yes, it is the Lord that makes you so. Yes. It is the Lord. When we came to the house, he said, what do you want to eat? Open the fridge, bring some wine, bring grapes, bring different fruit. He said, eat now that is your honor. So you know that my life, my life is honor. And how I get this honor is through suffering. And how I get this honor is through dishonor. Who will tell you that this honor is a price for honor? That a man look at you and say, it doesn't value you. It's a price of value. Who will tell you? You are crying, God, the guy break my hand. He didn't break your hand. He abused your life. Who will tell you that sometimes your tears are joy? If you know it that day, but you will cry like never before. Even when they cry stop, you continue crying. If they cry stop, you want to rub it up. Because you know that tear is not joy. That's what the Bible says. He that sows in tears shall reap. Enjoy. can reap in joy. Where we're going? The man gave me an envelope. If you hold that envelope, you think you hold Bible. And I told Julia, I said, the journey we are going, I'm going, coming, all our feeding, everything, even with everything, this one I'm not going to do with me. From that day, he started, you know what? You just say, you go and buy the shaka and give me. You go and buy this. You know, he now learned giving. He now knew that giving is for his benefit. But if this man can give to, the man gave to me to a point that it affected Juliet, he gave to Juliet, Julius also. So it that became a thing known that, that means if a man can see something and give like this, that means it's my duty to give also. Then I wake up, I'll see that Julius have cleaned my shoe and everything. Then I discover his behavior change. Then inside my mind, I said, blessed is this one, he has gained knowledge. Knowledge is when it responds in your life. It's not when you walk up and down with your head that you know all things. The time that you know is when you are the doer of what you know. When you behave what you know. Knowledge in the spirit is not carrying Bible and King James and Bible commentary. No, it's when your life display those things you know. But when you know that you know how to pray, is when you pray. And when you look at all your friends, you don't see anybody that can equate your prayer life. Not because you have, it is not pride. Nobody can stand that number. You are better called on the spirit that no man, no, you speak as well. But in your days, you will not know the days of tiredness in prayer. You only know the days that the Holy Spirit helps you to stop. We need to close now. I didn't know that we are going past our time. Almost like nearly 12 minutes out of our time. So we need to close. We will continue on Friday. Let him build you before Friday. Try it. Don't go home. I said, the one that created heaven and earth, he brought you out from birth. There's nothing too difficult for you to build your life. Then you will know that his instructions are law. That is why you see him in his meekness. He gives you rules.
We are breaking forth into dancing.
Time will come, you'll be singing, you'll say yes in heaven dancing. They are waiting for your song to lead the procession in heaven. Then you will know that you might not be a worship leader in your church, but you're a worship leader in heaven. And the day that you stand upon the face of men and you chant the chant of God, every man, even kings and men, even celebrities, even every man that is known upon the face of Nigeria will listen to you. They will listen to the laws upon your sound.
We are breaking forth into melodies.
So somebody will be saying, madam, you sing awkward. You say, no, I don't sing awkward. I'm being built in a melody. There's a melody that the Holy Ghost is building in me. There's a melody. Then over time, when you come out refined, as you are chanting the chant of God, even all men will know that this chant is built. Because you're not speaking now, you speak as law. You become Bethel in your sound. Every man that step upon your sound will climb into heaven. And every man that touch your sound, like the hem of Jesus' garment, you'll be healed. And every man that tested of your apron and handkerchief of your sound. You know they call apron and handkerchief? When men tested of your clips, 1 second, 3 seconds. 3 second clips, the person put it on repeat. Can I teach you one of the aprons and handkerchief I've tested in my life? It's from a guy called Jesus. Give me my phone. Turn it quick. I'll play, then we'll close. When I see men that do that, no. Men that their voices are oracles. One of the ways you know building is not singing a different thing. You know, most times you think it's just singing new song. No. If you sing Jehovah reigns, if you are built, it will be different. You know why? There will be a texture of heaven. Sound from heaven is not saying different thing. It is having the fragrance of heaven. So you are preaching John 3:16 that they have been preaching for years. But they say what? They say fragrance of what? of heaven. Play it.
Everywhere
you see, Elias saluting. An investment of God. Men who know stand from stillness.
Take over, I have come to the end of myself. Take over, I have come to the end of myself. Take over, I have come to the end of myself. Take over, I have come to the end of myself. Take over, I've come to the end of myself.
Are the men that Africa will hear? Men with the sound of heaven. You can't resist it. Men that stand through light. Men that sit in the dwelling place of light. Men that sat it. They sat there till they are crystallized.
I've come to the end of myself.
Men that sat there. Don't worry, the days that are coming back, we will not look at time to close. But let's keep growing. You don't know what will happen. The day will come, God will humble the proud. You will see the hand of the Lord erecting his church from Kogi. You will see a beautiful army. An army that are dead to themselves. And you cut it out from you and say, these are the armies that the Lord has built. They saw here 1,000, but David tens of thousands. Men that will excel with the hand of the Lord, not with their mind. They will come through song, they will come through as preachers. You will see Joshua from our days. Men that understand the counsels of Moses. You will see them. Those days are coming. Those days are upon us. That is why we pray. It's not because we like praying, but we discover that the things we lack are in prayer. So we now became. We now fell in love with prayer. Now we don't even know if prayer is us or we are prayer, but we know that prayer is one with us. Those days are coming. You will not look your time. You stay in church, it will be 3 o'clock in the morning. And you say, what? Because the Shekinah of the Lord has suspended time. His presence is inhalable. Yes. Anywhere you are. Can you pray the next 1 minute as we close? If you want the Lord to feed you, let him feed you this year. I want showing us from the middle belt. And every time I cry to God, that God will reverse the evangelistic move upon the middle belt. I want to see nations run for Christ. I'm a man of Kapana. Oh, no, yes, I'm a man. 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 I'm a